Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome. 8:35 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Thursday. 1 week from today will be Thanksgiving. My goodness, time flies. A little chilly as you leave the home this morning, so might want to layer up, wear a couple of jackets. Why not? I've got a few extra myself. We've got a very special guest in the studio, and this relates to, you know, Marion County, horse country. And with the beautiful rolling hills and the horse farms and all that, who doesn't love, you know, riding through that area and appreciating all that, or being heavily involved in the equestrian stuff? And a lot of people are. Here joining us now, Director of Conservation Strategies for Horse Farms Forever, Busy Shires. Good morning, Busy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I mean, I think we all share concerns. Look, Florida's growing. We just had Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek on. And yeah, how do you manage that growth, and what do you do? And there's transportation needs that are go beyond the bounds of Marion County that the state needs to plan for the future of. My understanding is the Florida Department of Transportation currently has, is it 42 different projects right now in the Marion County area?
Yes.
Wow. So can you protect the horse farm preservation? Can you continue to do that? And FDOT be able to do what they, or at least some of what they want to do?
Yes, and that was what the purpose of our, we just held our third annual conservation summit on Monday, the 14th at Ocala Breeder Sales Company, and we were so honored, to have the Secretary of the Florida Department of Transportation, Jared Pardue, and Tracy Straub, she's the Assistant County Administrator for Marion County, as our speakers at the event, and they gave us a very comprehensive update about these road improvement projects in Marion County and surrounding Marion County as well.
So if you're hearing from Secretary Pardue, he's the head of FDOT, right? I mean, I think the governor appointed him.
Exactly.
So he's the top guy, and you felt good about what he was saying about future projects and it not impacting the preservation area.
Yes. So the farmland preservation area encompasses about 193,000 acres in the northwest section of Marion County. One of those projects is I-75 runs through the farmland preservation
right.
area, as we all know. But the goal for that area to improve 75, which is much needed. We all know that it's, you know, sometimes you get on 75 and you're at a parking lot. not, the traffic's not moving. And so he said that that was really a top priority, is to improve that facility by adding additional lanes. They're also working to improve 75 by adding an additional new interchange at Northwest 49th Street in Marion County. That is not in the farmland preservation area, so we're grateful for that. But that they will, from that interchange, they are going to build an east-west road that connects I-75 to County Road 225A. That corner where it goes from Northwest 49th Street into down into 225A, that is near the farmland preservation area. So the concern is that as that corner urbanizes, that that will sort of have a domino effect into that section of the farmland preservation area. So we're watching that area closely. But it's very important that we improve our roads, not only for people, but for horses as well, because these horse trailers are huge, and there's a lot of horse trailers in Marion County. You have to have wide turn lanes, long turn lanes, make sure that horses and their horse trailers can get around safely in Marion County too.
Well, you know, with the opening of the World Equestrian Center, I mean, they're major players in the whole thing now. What kind of support or input are you getting from those folks in terms of the other stuff you're trying to do with conservation strategies?
Yes, I feel like their support of the equine industry in Marion County is probably the number one thing that will help protect horse farms in Marion County, because horse farm owners, you know, it's very expensive to have horses. And so if horse farm owners can be able to improve their income, and they, you know, they make money when they go to a horse show. So having more horse shows, having more horse shows facilities actually helps to preserve horse farms by bringing more horses to Marion County, and it helps to support that industry. You have seen the economic impact studies for the equine industry in Marion County.
I've heard some big numbers.
There are some huge numbers. So there was a study that was conducted before the World Equestrian Center came on. It was 2.6 billion with a B every year to Marion County. And that includes restaurants, gas stations, hotels, grocery stores, feed stores, blacksmiths, veterinarians. Is a huge industry. It's almost 20% of our employment.
Wow. I knew it was huge. I didn't know it represented 20%. And that was before WEC.
Yes.
So now I can only imagine how those numbers have gone up. Look, I've been to the facility several times. I mean, they've just done a knockout job from everything that I have experienced there. You know, I'm not a horse owner, but it looks like the facilities are, you know, class A.
Yes, and we have many more disciplines moving to Marion County because of the World Equestrian Center. There's several Arabian farms from Arizona that have moved to Marion County. Other sports have moved to Marion County because of the World Equestrian Center.
Yeah, I think they're even doing like dog shows. They've had car shows
car
out
shows,
there. I mean,
yeah.
It's just a huge facility that can can be used for all kinds of needs, which is good because Marion County kind of had a shortage for some gathering places, I think, in the past. So that was addressed by this. So that's great. So moving forward, and I'm talking to Busy Shires, by the way, Director of Conservation Strategies for Horse Farms Forever. Moving forward, you feel comfortable with what you're hearing from the Florida Department of Transportation and also the administration for the Marion County Commissioners?
Yes, and the other, he also gave us an update on the Northern Turnpike Extension Project, which was a huge issue because it was part of that, the draft routes that they released last year, part of those were going to go through Marion County. So they released, over the summer, they released an announcement that they've kind of taken this project off the table.
And I guess the people have said, yeah, our understanding is they've taken it off the table for now, but at some time that is going to come up again. I guess I asked the question, moving forward, do you feel like in the future you're in pretty good shape, or is this something you're going to have to constantly be vigilant of?
Yes, we're going to definitely have to be vigilant of that, but one of the main important things that Secretary Perdue said was that they've taken a different perspective at the Florida Department of Transportation, and they are really looking at communities to make sure that the Department of Transportation and road improvement projects do not impact communities. They want to preserve that character and culture of those small communities. They want to preserve that character and culture of Marion County. Secretary Perdue was a former horse farm owner, so he understands, you know, that we, you know, people have a sense of place, and protecting that is very important to the department. So we feel confident that if we keep this communication and this conversation open, that we can continue to have road improvement projects, but at the same time protect what makes Marion County so special.
Yeah, like you said, the road improvements, I really hadn't thought about the people with the horse trailers and the accommodations that they would need in terms of roadways, because some of those roads that go through that horse country, as you know, they are, some of them are pretty narrow.
Right.
And so, yeah, I guess that will be addressed as well. Is there anything else that you wanted to add, or other things? I know people had questions about, you know, the toll road, the extension of the turnpike. You addressed that. Is there any other concerns that we need to shed some light on?
We're just always vigilant and watching. One of the most important things that we do is we sort of serve as a watchdog. We monitor every single development application that's submitted to the county and evaluate that to see if there's an impact to the farmland preservation area, and it's one of the, and we have responded appropriately to some projects. But one of the other things that we do is we help to inspire the conservation of horse farms, And one of the ways that we do that is that every year at our Conservation Summit, we present the Acorn Conservation Award. So last year, we were honored to be able to present the award to Charlotte Weber, owner of the nearly 5,000-acre iconic live oak stud, truly one of the most magnificent horse farms in Marion County. She's been a steward of that land for over 50 years. And so we were honored to be able to present that award to Charlotte Weber. And this year, we presented the award to John and Leslie Malone, owners of the iconic and historic Bridlewood Farm. It's a large thoroughbred racing farm. And John Malone is the owner of CNN, you know, media company, and he's also the largest private landowner in North America with over 2.2 million acres of land. So we are thrilled to have him in Marion County.
Wow. Yeah, some high rollers.
Yes.
Well, you don't always know who your neighbors are, do you?
No, yeah. You don't. That is, we appreciate you bringing all this information to us so we can stay on top of it. Busy Shires, Director of Conservation Strategies for Horse Farms Forever. Sounds like things are going very, very well, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.